We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
My friends, I direct your attention to a subject which has confused the minds of many people. Is there more than one person in the Godhead? Are there not three distinct persons, God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Or is there just one person only in the Godhead? Some religious leaders affirm that there are not three persons in the Godhead, but only one person in the Godhead. This doctrine denies that Jesus Christ is God's Son, or that God is the Father of His Son. The theory has become a cardinal doctrine of many religious groups. Although the Bible speaks of God the Father and Christ the Son and the Holy Spirit, this plain authoritative teaching of the Bible is denied by many religious leaders. The Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I ask in all seriousness, is it possible to read even this one familiar passage of Scripture without understanding that there are two distinct persons referred to in the passage, God the giver and the Son the given? From this divine quotation, it must be concluded that God had a Son, and God gave His Son that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If God and Christ were only one person, was Christ the Father of Himself? Was He the Son of Himself? Read John chapter 17 and the first five verses. The Apostle Paul refers to the Godhead, saying, "For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9. When our Lord gave the Great Commission, He took into account the fullness of the Godhead, declaring, "Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Matthew 28, verse 19. John refers to the three persons of the Godhead in his epistle, saying, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one." 1 John 5, 7. As our Lord contemplated leaving this world and returning to His Father in heaven, He mentions all three persons of the Godhead. He said, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of me." John 15:26. Jesus, God's Son, was on earth while the Spirit and the Father were in heaven. The Lord promised to send the Spirit to the apostles after His return to the Father in heaven. Surely there can be no doubt that the three distinct persons were identified by Christ in this declaration. The great signs and wonders performed by Christ on earth were to make men believe that He was the Son of God. The Bible says, "Many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God." John 20:30-31. Beloved, surely there can be no doubt that God is the Father and Christ is the Son. To deny these two persons of the Godhead is to deny that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. To deny that Christ is the Son of God is to deny the mighty signs and miraculous works performed by the Lord revealed in the Bible. God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit were together before the foundation of the world were created. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. We read in John in the first two verses of the first chapter. This passage declares that Christ was God, but it is evidence of association. The Scripture says the Word was with God. The word Christ, to have been with God, is definite proof of a plurality of persons, two persons, God the Father and Christ the Son. If God and Christ were only one person, then the Bible is in error by stating that Christ was with God. The Godhead consists of three distinct persons. There is God the Father, John 17, 1, 3, and 5. There is God the Son, John 1, verse 1, who is called the Holy Child, Jesus, Acts 4, verse 30. And there is God the Holy Spirit, Acts 5, verses 3 and 4. The adjective word holy is applied to all three persons of the Godhead at different times in the Bible. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit thus being holy and not evil. God the Father is of the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit is holy and not evil. The Spirit is holy, the Holy Spirit, but not the same Spirit of the person as God, the Holy Spirit. Jesus is called God. That doesn't mean that Jesus is God the Father. He couldn't be the Father because He is the Son. The word God in the Hebrew language of the Old Testament is plural deity. When deity is referred to and the word God, which includes deity, is used, it is necessary to determine from the context whether it is God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit. A good question to consider would be, to whom was God speaking in Genesis 1:26 when He said, "Let us make man"? Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, are you listening? To whom was God talking? Was He just talking to Himself? Were there not other persons to whom He could say, "Let us make man"? It is obvious that He was not talking to man. There were no men. If the theory is true that there is only one person in the Godhead, to whom could God have been speaking when He said, "Let us make man in our image"? A peculiar thing happened several years ago. I was engaged with a gentleman in public debate in Hainesville, Louisiana, on this very proposition. He affirmed that there is only one person in the Godhead. Of course, I denied the proposition. In the very beginning, I asked my opponent, "Will you please tell us to whom was God speaking in Genesis 1:26 when He said, 'Let us make man'?" After I had insisted much for an answer, my opponent said, "Well, the best I can figure it out is that God said that after He created the animals." You can imagine the response of that large audience of some 2,000 people when my opponent said that. According to him, God said to the animals, "Come, hogs, come, goats and donkeys and monkeys, and let us make us a man in our image." Now, isn't that something most ridiculous? It is obvious that Genesis 1:26 refers to more than word and person. When God said, "Let us make man," I ask again, to whom was He speaking when He said, "Let us make man in our image"? If there were not more than one person in the Godhead, surely there are three. There is more than one. There is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, three distinct personalities. God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit were together from the very beginning. In Genesis 3:22, the Lord said, "Behold, the man has become one of us." Again in Genesis 11:7, He said, "Go to, let us go down." God, through the prophet, said, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?'" Us, obviously, is plural. God said, "Let us." The Heavenly Father acknowledged Jesus as His Son when He was baptized of John in the River Jordan. The Bible reads in Matthew 3:16-17, "And Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Him. And the voice from heaven saying, 'This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" If some of our modern preachers of today had been there, they would have openly denied the voice of God and perhaps affirmed that the voice was that of another. "No," they would say, "Christ is not your Son. He is on earth. There is no Son. There is no Father, just one person." There had to be at least two distinct persons in this case. Christ the Son was on earth while the voice of the Father came from heaven. Christ was some deceptive ventriloquist. He was on earth and threw his voice all the way to heaven just to deceive the world, to try to make the world believe that he had a Father in heaven while he, the Son, was on earth, according to the false teachers who deny the three persons of the Godhead. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 5, on the Mountain of Transfiguration, it is recorded that the voice from heaven once again announced, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son. I have a Son. Hear ye him." And Jesus said he had a Father, and the Father said he had a Son. In that dark hour when Jesus needed the comfort and consolation of the Father, he talked to his Father. Falling on his face, he prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." The second time he prayed to his Father, earnestly saying, "My Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." Jesus said, "I have a Father. He is my Father." Truly he could say, "I thank thee, O Father." Beloved, who would believe that Jesus was attempting to deceive the world while in the shadow of the cross by pretending that he had a Father in heaven? Could one possibly believe that our Lord falsified when the high priest at the trial demanded, "I adjure thee by the living God that thou tellest us whether thou art the Christ, the Son of God"? In pride and solemnity, Jesus said, "Thou sayest." "Yes," he answered, "I am the Son of God." Look back to the cross of Calvary as Christ our Redeemer was suspended between heaven and earth with the crown of thorns pressed down on his fevered brow, his back lashed and bleeding, his lips parched, and his body quivering from the excruciating pain from the nails driven in his hands and feet. In his last moments of this tragic ordeal, the tragedy of all the ages, which heaven itself desired not to see, he calls to his Father, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Matthew 27:46. It was on this occasion his Father, as he thought of his enemies, as he prayed to the Father, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." It would seem unbelievable that men would deny that Jesus Christ had a Father in heaven. The advocates of the one Godhead theory would say that there is only one person, and since Jesus was on the cross himself, there could not have been a Father in heaven. Jesus was just talking to himself, trying perhaps to deceive the crowd, just trying to make them think that he really did have a Father in heaven. Beloved, be not deceived. If Christ had a Father, then God had a Son. If Jesus the Son was on earth while the Father was in heaven, then obviously they were separate personalities, two separate places at the same time. Yes, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. God has a Son, and the Son has a Father. Ladies and gentlemen, two witnesses establish a fact. Both God and Christ bear witness of the Godhead. Therefore, the Godhead at least includes God and Christ. The divine statement of John 8:17-18 definitely forces us to this conclusion. It is said, "It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that hath sent me beareth witness of me." To deny that God and Christ are two distinct personalities is to deny the divine witness of the Bible. Yes, God had a Son. The Father sent the Son to the earth. But the Son is both the Father and the Son, both in heaven and on earth at the same time, if this theory were true. The Son is his own Father. The Father is his own Son. and the Father, who is both the Father and the Son, sent himself to the world, yet remained in heaven and on earth at the same time, if this theory were true. Ladies and gentlemen, it must be in error. If God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit were the same person, just one person, then Mary is the mother of God, as falsely claimed by some religious leaders. Mary was the mother of Jesus. Jesus and God are just one person, therefore Mary is the mother of God. This doctrine is not only false, but is sacrilegious. It dethrones God and places him on the level of a man. God is divine. His Son is divine. God the Father and Christ the Son and the Holy Spirit are one, but not one person. They are divine, distinct persons, yet with one design, one purpose, and one in manifestations. In the prayer of the Son to his Father in John 17, 20, 21, he prayed that his disciples might be one, as he and the Father were one, but obviously he did not pray for all the disciples to be just one person only. He prayed, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us." If God and Christ were one person only, because Jesus said they were one, then all the disciples of Christ are not many persons, but one person only, because Jesus prayed that they all might be one. Furthermore, if God and Christ were one person only, then, according to the prayer of our Lord, the disciples of Christ are not only just one person, but the disciples would be God. This is a false conclusion, ladies and gentlemen. There are three persons of the Godhead: God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit.